Now, boys and girls, last week, you remember, we began to speak about that great prophet of the Word of God called Isaiah. And you remember how we saw Isaiah going into the temple of the Lord and how he had that tremendous vision of God, and he saw God in all his glory in the temple. He was very struck with what he saw, and then how God sent him forth to preach his word to the people, because, of course, that's what prophets did. They brought God's word to the people in those days. Now, we said that Isaiah the prophet spoke God's word, prophesied during the reign of four kings in the land of Judah. The first one was Uzziah, that was just for a very short period of time. And then he also prophesied in the reign of King Jotham, in the reign of King Ahaz, and then finally in the reign of King Hezekiah. Now, the one who listened most to what Isaiah said from God was King Hezekiah. And in fact, sometimes we speak about good King Hezekiah, because he did listen to the words that God sent him through Isaiah the prophet, and so he did please the Lord his God in many ways. Now, one of the best things that Hezekiah did, at least right at the beginning of his reign, was this. He brought the people back to really worship the Lord their God. During the reign of King Ahaz, Ahaz didn't listen to God, didn't listen to the things that God spoke through Isaiah the prophet. And so the people began to worship idols. In fact, during the reign of King Ahaz and the rulers that were under him, the very temple in the city of Jerusalem itself was closed. They closed the doors and barred up the doors so that nobody ever came into the temple to worship the Lord their God. And so when King Hezekiah, and he was quite young when he became king at first, the very first thing that he did then was reopen the temple. He sent for the priests and the Levites, the workers of the temple, and he opened up that great big building again, and then he sent letters out to all the people to come and worship God in the temple once more. It was the time of the feast of the Passover. You remember when the children of Israel remembered how God had brought them out of the land of Egypt. And so at the time of the feast of Passover, it was that Hezekiah opened up the temple and sent out the invitation all over the land for people to come and to worship God at the feast of the Passover. Some of the people who got the letters, they looked at them, crumpled up the letters, as we do sometimes with letters that aren't very important to us, and they threw them away. Some of them laughed. "We're not going to the temple," they said. "We're not going to worship the Lord God of Judah and Israel." But others heard the invitation, and others came, and they did really worship the Lord their God. And so the people began to return to the Lord their God once again. So then, at the reopening of the temple, he did all of those things. He overthrew all the idols that the people worshipped. In fact, and here's what idol worship can do. The people had even taken the brazen serpent. Now, you remember way back when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, and they had that plague, and God told them to make a brass snake, a brazen serpent, and raise it up in the pole. Well, they had kept that brass serpent all of those years. But the people had gone so far from God that they had even taken the brass serpent and they were worshipping it like an idol. And so King Hezekiah took, and even that brass snake, because it was being used wrongly, he decided that that too had to be destroyed. So King Hezekiah then did go on, and under the influence of King Hezekiah, the people began to worship God very much once again. Now, of course, that didn't mean that everything was peace and everything was well in the land of Judah. And they still had their enemies, and their great enemy, of course, was Assyria and the king of Assyria. And he came and attacked many, many times until one time he sent to King Hezekiah a letter and he said, "Hezekiah, your days are numbered." He said, "I'm going to march on the city of Jerusalem and I'm going to destroy it once and for all." Hezekiah didn't know what to do, but he did a very good thing. He took the letter and he went into the temple and he opened up the letter. And you remember, of course, in those days, letters were written in rolls, scrolls they were called. And so he opened out the scroll right before the altar of God in the temple. And he opened out the letter before God in the temple. And he began to pray and ask God what he should do. And he sent to Isaiah, and he said to Isaiah the prophet, "What should I do?" And Isaiah sent back word, and Isaiah said, "Hezekiah, do nothing. Before this night is out, you will see that not only will the city of Jerusalem not be attacked, there won't even be one arrow shot against it." And that very night, the Bible tells us, boys and girls, a great sickness came over all the Assyrians. Some of the captains of the army, in fact, they were so bad that they died of the plague that came. And when the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, when he saw that things were so bad, he immediately took all his forces and he returned to the land of Assyria once more. And God's word through Isaiah the prophet then came to pass, because God was with Isaiah telling the people all the things that they were to do. Now, just two lessons out of that part of King Hezekiah's life under Isaiah the prophet. First of all, when he sent out that invitation for people to come and worship God in the temple, and some came and some didn't, isn't that very like a story that our Lord Jesus Christ told, a parable? He told about a king who had a feast for his son. And he sent out the news to everybody to come to the feast, he said, because everything is ready for the feast. And our Lord Jesus Christ said, when some people heard the invitation, they made all kinds of excuses for not coming to the king's feast. Some came, but a whole lot of people wouldn't come at all. Now, said the Lord, that's what it's like in coming to me. That's what it's like in the gospel. The gospel tells us, boys and girls, to come to Christ in our hearts and our minds, to believe in Jesus Christ with all our heart and with all our soul for the salvation of our soul. But what happens? Isn't it the case that when the gospel goes out, some hear the invitation and some come, but many don't? Many make excuses. In fact, many, like those in the days of Hezekiah, just absolutely laugh at the idea altogether. That's one lesson. And the other, of course, wasn't it a good thing when he took that great problem that he had, which was this king of Assyria going to absolutely attack the city of Jerusalem? What did he do? He went right into the temple of God with that threatening letter, and he just spread it out before God, and he began to ask God's help. Wonder, can you think of a hymn very like that? You remember what the hymn says? Whatever it is that upsets us, or whatever is in our hearts and our minds, says the hymn, take it to the Lord in prayer. Pray about it, boys and girls. And you see, we can all have things in our hearts and our minds, but God tells us that we can come before him in our prayers, and we can take everything to him in our prayers. So remember, good King Hezekiah. And there are many reasons for calling him that, because under God's hand, he was really a good king in the land of Judah.